So you say you're sick where?
Sick in the bottom of your stomach.
Sick in the stomach?
Yeah. And okay. If it bothers you hot, you hit sick around your heart.
Okay. And what would you have to do if you're riding in a car? They'd roll the window down and you do what?
Well, you just got to get some medicine and drink it.
Well, you might go do what?
Oh, you just belch. But that don't do you no good. I'll tell you what you can do. And take you a dose of soda. And a little water. And take it. Or some soda water. And take it behind that soda. You'll belch. And all that sour stuff will get off of your stomach when you belch. Then you can go. Don't move it.
You ever done anything besides that? You might go over there and go, bleh. What would you do?
Well, you want to throw up.
Throw up?
Upset stomach.
I see. You say throw up. Any other words for it?
Huh?
Any other words for what people would say?
Oh, I don't know. No other words. But sick of the stomach, that's all I know.
Yeah, you might say, if you're sick of the stomach, you better go, what?
Well, if you want a woman,
yeah.
You got the woman.
And
if you want to do it, you got to go and do it.
If you got drunk, what would people say?
Well, that's just drunk.
He got drunk and he had to...
Well, that's just drunk.
He had to puke.
And sometimes you got to get a doctor for that.
Yeah.
When that's an X-lack. Take one X-lack after you're drunk. Say about 15, 20 minutes. Gonna have an action.
Gonna have a what?
Gonna have an action.
Action. Oh, I see.
Yeah. Something gonna wait.
Now, which is the more polite word? Sick, vomit, or throw up?
Well, it's not no bad word. Vomit is a not a bad word. Action is not a bad word.
I see.
See, action is just your bowel or the mood. So it's not a bad word.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, in a war, if somebody got shot, what would you call that place where they got shot? You'd have to stop the blood from going out of the what?
Well, somebody got shot, you have to go to a doctor for that.
Yeah, you say he's got a what? He's got a...
Oh, well, he just shot.
Got a wound?
He got a wound, a shotgun, a pistol. You got to go to a doctor. A doctor will know what to do, you see. You got to go in them bins sometimes, clean up them bins, and get that shot out. If you can get it in that flesh, get him.
What would you call it? What would you put on a cut?
On a cut?
Yeah.
Antiseptic. Antiseptic.
Any brown liquid? What kind of antiseptic?
Yeah. Well, a little brown liquid, just like that 3-6, where it's in a little small bottle. Iodine, too. You can put iodine.
Iodine.
Antiseptic. Chloroform. Anything on a bruise.
Now, when people got a bruise or something like that, and there would be a kind of a skinless growth over it that wouldn't heal up, the sore wouldn't heal up sometimes, you'd have to burn that out with alum or something like that.
You can burn it with alum.
What'd they call that?
Well, they call them burning it up.
Yeah, was that some sort of flesh?
A flesh?
Yeah.
No, that stuff would burn it itself. You just make like a ointment.
Yeah.
That's grease. And rub that person with it. And that'll make you sweat. First thing you know, you're all right. Don't sweat that fever out. It's the fever that gives you that.
No, I'm talking about... this would be something, you know, maybe some kind of flesh that would grow over a wound, maybe, and you, it wouldn't, the wound wouldn't heal up until.
Well, yes, but you know, you asking something that, of course, you want to ask to know. I understand, but you got to go for a doctor for that.
Yeah. You ever heard of proud flesh?
Proud flesh.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I don't have it myself, but I kill my own self.
What?
Well, I had some kind of stuff I'd put on it, some kind of grease.
On what?
On that flesh, you know.
Proud flesh?
Proud flesh, what was thick there. I put a kind of grease where you think on the side that was sweaty, the fever was coming out. Well, I was driving that bruise out.
Uh-huh.